We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
I'm going to say a word, and then here's the deal. There's a story about all the old-timey ways to say the word nonsense.
Say the word nonsense.
Do you ever say the word nonsense?
I haven't. Nonsense.
What is nonsense? When use nonsense in a sentence. When would a normal person say the word?
That's an old timey word,
right?
How do you? What?
It's like, I'm trying to think. It's like you go, I think the world is flat. Well, that's nonsense.
Oh
Steve.
Yeah, there we go. Nice.
But
that's bunk. That's BS.
That's BS. I think the bulk of us say that's stupid.
That's
but nonsense. I don't know who did this. Mental Floss, I guess, came up with the 12 phrases you should consider using instead of the word nonsense.
Okay. You just pointed out, I hardly even use the word nonsense itself. So there's substitutes.
I'm guessing probably you don't want to say the word you almost said.
Yeah. Probably not.
The BS.
Yes.
So instead of saying nonsense or BS, you should say some of these things. Now, here's the thing. I'm looking through this list. I don't know a single one of these things. We were talking about it off air. T-Hack, one of the two-headed monster of producers, said malarkey. That's a good one.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of an old-timey.
But wait.
Malarkey.
Is there a difference between nonsense and... Is nonsense the same as lying? Because malarkey's a lie. And so is BS.
You're full of malarkey.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Wait, so is malarkey a lie or is malarkey...
So you're saying nonsense could be a lie?
Nonsense just means you're dumb. Or doesn't mean you're lying. It doesn't mean
Has no sense.
Right. Yeah. No sense. Nonsense. Duh. Wow. Way to break it down. Thanks for the Latin lesson. No, I mean that. Okay. So malarkey to me feels more like BS.
Gotcha.
That's malarkey.
Okay.
So here are some of the mental floss things to say in lieu of nonsense, which you're not saying anyway.
Yeah.
So you can stop listening right now. Here we go. All my eye and Betty Martin.
What?
That's something people used to say instead of
nonsense.
All my eye first emerged in British English as a means of dismissing someone. All my eye. I'm just going to skip the rest of that.
Okay.
I want to go to this one. To blather like a bubbly jock.
Bubbly jock.
I think all these are going to become safe words for all you Christian Grey people out there. Bubbly jock, bubbly jock. Collie Weston.
Okay, these were actually used instead of using the word nonsense.
Here's the deal. I feel like you should know a lot of these.
I should, and I have never heard of.
Because Collie Weston is the name of a rural village in Northamptonshire, England. And you're one of those kind of people who knows just enough about.
A little bit.
All right, here's another nonsense word. Cowslaver.
Cowslaver.
Cowslaver is literally the froth or drool. Oh.
What?
It's the froth or drool that forms around a cow's mouth.
Okay.
And I know you have a mucus thing, but I have a mucus thing when it comes to the frothy stuff dog has.
I'll give you that.
Cows have that?
I did. And it's cow slaver?
It's cow slaver.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bunch of cow slaver.
Uh-huh.
All right. Next up, Flemington confetti.
What?
It's a synonym for worthless nonsense or gossip. Gossip is nonsense.
Yes.
Flemington confetti.
Huh.
Eventually, one of these is going to be a band name. Gammon and Spinach.
Gammon and Spinach, tonight at 9, 8 central only.
Apparently, Charles Dickens used a version of that.
Gammon and Spinach.
See, all this should be stuff you know because you're the literary...
nonsense.
Yes. Eyewash.
Eyewash, like literally eyewash.
This means it's done just for show without any real reason for it.
I have nothing on that one.
Dude, none of these are any good.
I know.
Moonshine on the water.
What?
Yeah, to poke bogey.
Okay,
all right. I'm going to the last one because I know you're gonna like this one. Tommy Rot.
Tommy Rot. That's a good name for a band.
Or it's a good yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Tommy Rot.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.